Okay, I'd like to, I'd like to focus on something that comes into tonight's Gemara parenthetically. But the Rav put a Maramakam on the Bima, so I always like to touch on what he would have touched on. This way I'll be a real Shulcha Shaladim Kamaisai to the best of my ability. And then we'll focus on something else, and I hope you'll get a practical halacha from both Nikudais. Tonight's Sugya talks about Kitcha B'Gezel. A different Eifanim where somebody stole from a woman when she would be Mekudeshes, when she wouldn't be Mekudeshes. Gezel da'acherim, Gezel vidon, the Sugya. The Rav has what I call a favorite rush. Mentions it numerous times. And tonight, this is where the rush is at. It's the rush in Simen Chof. The rush brings a minig in Ashkenaz sheregil lekadesh betabah she'ula. They had a minig in Ashkenaz to be Mekadesh with a borrowed ring. So the Rosh says, since there's such a minig, nasati al libi lidrosh velosar me'ayin hargelam. So the Rosh says, I'd like to know where the minig comes from. They used to be Mekadesh with a borrowed ring. I don't know if it would go over well with Zmanenu. Maybe in Washington Heights they still have the minig, but I don't know if your wife would have appreciated if you're Mekadesh with a borrowed ring. Now the Rosh says, l'chari, you can't be Mekadesh. Ki yitzricha lahazir l'baylim. She has to return it to the original owner. Nimsa shekidsha begezel da'acherim ve'ena mekudeshes. He was Mekadesh with begezel da'acherim.
Not a good
gemach ring, and even if it's a gemach ring, it has to be hers. She's got to return it. She doesn't know. And the Rosh has an arichus as to why you could be mekadesher with where the source of the minute comes from. And the Rosh ends off with the gevaldige chiddush. She says, "Amnam nira li im yomer loy." If the fellow tells the lender, "Heshilani tabas kedei lekadesh by a saisha," he says, "Lend me a ring in order to be mekadesh a woman." The Havya Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. How could that be? The Kevan Shehisha Lo Yadayti L'Kadosh Bayis Aisha. Since this fellow lent you the ring with the intent, knowing that you plan on being Mekadosh a woman, Sanan Sahadi the Gomer Beliba Litna Loi Bayis Eloshin Shayoyo Le'inyin Kedushin. Shtei Aisha Mekadoshes Bayis. There's an Umdana, there's an Anan Sahadi, there's a universal Das, that he intends to give it to you in whatever manner necessary to make that you should have the ability to be mekadesh the woman with it. That's why he gave it to you. Ah, you asked him, I want to borrow it. He says, if that doesn't work, at least the fellow he's giving it to you is giving it to you with the intent that you should have the ability to be mekadesh the woman with it. If she'ela doesn't work, say it's a matana. There's an umdin daita. And the Rosh continues. If you look daita in the Rosh, the Rav made a vertical line where it is on the next page. He says, keva she'yefshe lehiskadesh bin yin acher, amdina nhochi daita. Since there's no other way for it to happen, so the umdina is such. And basically the Rosh says this yisai, that umdina would work in a kinyan. It's a chiddush. Typically, the yisoid of kinyan is das, and somebody would have to have active das, if you will, for a kinyan to take place. And here, the Rosh is being mechadish that an umdin daita is enough. Universal das is considered enough das to make a chalais kinyan, and that's the Rosh's yisoid over here in kedushin. In truth, this yisoid comes to play in Arachayim. In L'chol HaFach is two places. One of them is by Esrig. If you want to be Yaitz in the midst of Esrig on the first day of Sukkot, you go over to somebody and you say, I want to be Yaitz a little bit Esrig. So the Baal Bayis gives it to you and he says, here, I'm lending it to you. But the halacha is that you need Lachem. If it's borrowed, it's not yours, you're not Yaitz. What's the halacha? So there's a Magen Avram, the Magen Avram in Simen Tafresh Memtes in Sivkatan Tezvav, he says that somebody who lends a lulav to his friend on the first day of Sukkot, and he doesn't say, does not mefarish exactly what his kavan is, he says, Mistama, the umdin is Mistama, he intends to give it to him as matanam and asla hachsir. It's this yisayit, that's his umdina. There's a Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Tzitzis. I'm sorry? It's the same Vard. He's lending it to you. Now, he's giving it to you for you to be Mekayim in the mitzvah of an Esrig. So it's the same umdana as the Rosh. The umdina is he wants you to be yotzi a mitzvah. So mistama, he's giving it to you. If it doesn't, she'ela doesn't work, there's that umdina, the universal das, the universal haskama, that he's giving it to you as a matana menasla hasa, the same thing as the ring. The same halacha applies in halachas sittis. There's halacha that's negeya. It comes negeya. Mechaber says in Simin Yudal Tziv Gimel, Hashoyel mechaveri talis mitziyetzes. If somebody borrows from his friend the talis mitziyetzes, mivorech aleho miyan. You make a bracha. Now typically the halacha is you borrow a talis she'ula, you shouldn't make a bracha on sittis. It's not yours, not lochem. So the Mishnah Berurah says that yesh machmirim b'sayvrim shalay levarech elim keinasan lay b'feirish b'matana manas lahachir. There are those who are machmir and say that no, unless he told you I'm giving it to you as a matana manas lahachir, you shouldn't make a brach. That's a talah she'ula. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, ach roiv achroinim maskimim l'psaka shulchan aruch. Mishnah Berurah says roiv achroinim are maskim to the psaka shulchan aruch. He brings back an avram el yirav derech achayim v'yitzari paiskim. V'atam hu, here's the tam. Deho adaita dehochi hish'ila loy sheyivarech aleha. He lent it to you for you to be able to make a bracha. V'kevon sheyivshaloy levarech elohim kein tia shaloy. And since it's impossible for you to make a bracha unless it's yours, havi ki'ilu nosna loy b'matonam anas lahatzer. It's the stana this yisoid. The makar for this happens to be a rush and taisis in the sechta school. And it stems with this yisoid of the rush over here. Kinyan al yidei umdina works. There are numerous places in Shas. There's a Taisim Baba Metziah and El Metzias, other forms of kinyan al yidei umdina. It's a big shaila in the Gedalia Achrayim. What the basic tool with which the kinyan is chal is? Is it the maisa? Is it the das? The pashtus is that it's the das, and the maisa is just a way of showing, of illustrating or demonstrating that you have the das. Maybe making, concretizing the das. But the ikar is das kinyan. Vaistais that das al yidei umdina is also enough. There are shailas, what degree umdina, there's umdina beliba b'leib kol adam, there's an umdina that's an anan sahadi, which maybe wouldn't be muskim eitzah kol ha'ilam over here, mistama, it's the stronger level. The umdina that's b'leib kol adam, the guy said I need to borrow it to make kedushin. Guy says, I need to borrow the tzitzis in order to make a bracha, so that's an umdana. Everybody would be maskim in such a case. Of course, you want, when you give it to him, what you mean to do, in essence, is to afford him the availability of whatever chayfetz you're giving him, in whatever manner that's necessary to facilitate his desire, what he had stipulated. That's the chiddush of the Rosh. These are two other illustrations where this comes in the Gehel Maisa. And that's the first chelek. He asked. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where a person was shoyel a talis kedei levarach. That's it. It's a talis shel mitzvah. That's the case. He's asking for a talis shel mitzvah. The Rush brings that case. If you look in the Rush, the Rush brings that case. Because as long as you give it back in the end, if it's yours, you could give it to somebody else as long as it gets back to the original owner. That's Allah. But the Rush brings that case. Not Dafka. Just as good. It's Mashmah, it's just as good.
How does that apply to a good guy who stole the ribbons? She had the
heat. The Rush is just building on this Gemara.
That's a good thing. This is a bad thing that he did.
The Rush is just bringing the halacha of the Gemara. Gezel da'acherim is not Mekudesha. And on that, he's asking, when you borrow a ring and you makadash a woman with it, so you're stealing from somebody else, not makadash. And so the Rush is just using that as a springboard for this. I'm sorry?
Gezel from the same girl.
Only from her, Gezel does makadash, not Gezel Dachir. The Gemara in the bottom, the Gemara brings, Mishayni Yedeh, B'tiv Gittin V'Kedushin, the Gemara says, Lo Yehei Lo Yesek Imahem. The Gemara says, "Amen Rabasi, Amen Rabbi Yosef." And the Koshen Lo Elam Yosef Midar Amabel. And the Gemara brings the pasuk, "Shenemar Olav Vekiches Vekaches VeRatzayach VeGanoy VeNoiv Parzu VeDamim BaDam Nago." The Gemara brings the pasuk, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef says, what it means is that people who don't know what's going on, Meildim Benin Min Sheikh Avrayin Chayven Al Chayven Moisifin, people who cause for other people to give birth from an Ashes Ish. The Moisif Damam Al Damim, and the Gemara brings the Ikra of the Gemara, the Ikra Nakuda, is that the Gemara brings Kedemetargim Rabbi Yosef. And there's a Ritva, the Ritva says, the Ritva's over here. The Ritva says that which we find Kidim Targum Rabbi Yosef, he says, Rabbi Yosef was Rogil Likrois Beloshan Targum because he was a Summa, because he was blind. And he says, so what? The Allah is Dvarim Shabiksav Yata Rashoy La Umran Balpeh. And since Dvarim Shabiksav Yata Rashoy La Umran Balpeh, so therefore Rabbi Yosef used to read Beloshan Targum. Tosfos and Baba Kama disagrees with this. And Tosfos says, we paskin Eis Lasis La Hashem Heferu Teresecha. That it, where there's an Eis Lasis, just like Dvarim Shabal Peh, Yata Rashoy La Kaisvam, you're not allowed to write Teres Shabal Peh, but by Eis Lasis La Hashem or Matir. The same halacha applies the other way. And Tosfos says, Avada Rabbi Yosef would have been allowed to say Psukim. So Tosfos says that the Vada Rabbi Yosef is that he was a Baki. He was a Baki, different Amirayim and Tanoim had their thing. Rabbi Yosef was a Baki in Targum. This was his area. And Mele the Gemara always quotes Rabbi Yosef. Tosfos and Tmura asks the Kasha. Tosfos asks, how do we say Mizmoirim Balpeh? Aye. So Tosfos answers, maybe it's only something in Torah and not in Nevi'im Uksuvim. It's Gevaldi Gechidish. Gemara here, it would be totally in, that Teretz of Tosfos would affect this Gemara. Then Frak Tosfos, okay. It's only a Pasuk in Chumash. Frak Tosfos. How do we say Vayosha and Kriyashma Balpeh? So Tosfos says, Ein Lahakbid, this is Tosfos and the Rosh. They say you only have to be makbid bedavar shemoitzi la'acherim. If you're being moitzi other people, then there's a kpeda of darin shebiksavi atar ashoy la'am mapeh. The Martcha asked Tosis Kasha, and the Martcha in Gittin and Simon Tov Zayin gives a different teretz, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. He says that there's a difference between a davar hashogur b'fi koil and davar she'enoi shogur b'fi koil, which means like this. Somebody wants to get up and start learning through Parak Mem Gimel and Yecheskel, right? It's not Dvarim Hashgurim B'fi Koel. It's only Shgurim B'fi Reb Gedalia, that's it. Right? So Dvarim Shavik Savi Yatar Hashoy Lam Valpeh. But if you want to get up and you want to say Kriyashma, that's Dvarim Hashgurim B'fi Koel. Everybody knows Kriyashma by heart. Zokta Martcha, that's Mutter. There's no Isser Dvarim Shavik Savi Yatar Hashoy Lam Valpeh. The Beis Yosef learns that each Shita has a Kula and a Chumra, which means like this. The shita that holds that only la'atzmai is mutter, but la'acherim is aser, would hold la'atzmai is mutter even davar she'enoi shagar b'fikoil. La'acherim is aser, even davar ha'shagar b'fikoil. So there's the shita that holds that it's totally if it's davar ha'shagar b'fikoil or not, they would hold, if it's davar ha'shagar b'fikoil, it could be might see other people too. If it's davar she'enoi shagar b'fikoil, then you can't say it even if it's not loy tzlachem. There's a kula and a chumra in each shita. The Tur brings both shitas, the Tur and Simurim Tes. The Bach holds, the Bach is mechadesh that no. Even the shita that says that dovra shogar b'fikoil is mutter is moide that you're not allowed to be moitzi acherim. And the Magen Avraham brings a mefurish gemara. The gemara in Tainis, the gemara says that the Anshei Maimid, or the Anshei Mishmer used to fast the whole week, 4 days a week. And they used to lane Maisa Bereishis, Shachris, by Mincha says they used to come in, and they used to say it by heart. So the Gemara says, the Tanakhama says, one person was Moitzi everybody. Frakta B'yaisi, I can be Moitzi as Harabim Yedei Chevasim Bal Peh. Can't do that. Frakta B'yaisi, everybody came in and said it Bal Peh. Zokta Bach, if they were all saying it, that they were Shagar B'fikoil, it was obviously shogar b'fiyah. Nice and gracious is mistama shogar b'fiyah a lot of people. So, oi bazoi, what's the problem? The teretz is, even those who say, dobra shogar b'fikoil is mutter, it's only lohoitzi asatzmai, not lohoitzi lachem. How does the Mechaber paskin? If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Tes, the Mechaber paskins like the Mandi Omer, dobra shogar b'fikoil is mutter, dobra she'ena shogar b'fikoil is aser, and he's not mechalik between moitzi acherim and dechavasan anah. Magen Avraham brings the Bach. Then no, even davar hashogar b'fikoil loitzi acherim zaser. The Gaon brings this as well, and the Gaon says v'chein ikar who das toisis rosh kol b'shem rabbeinu peretz va'oid rishayin. And the Gaon says you should be machmir. I'll tell you where this chaps a gavaldig nafkamina. When I was writing the Sefer, the Sefer with the Rashivas Pesachim, with the Rashivas Pesachim and Hilchas Shabbos, So Rosh Hashiva told me a chiddush. By Yechulu Friday night, you should say from a bencher. Why? Maybe it's Davar Hashagah B'Fikoel, but you're being Moitzi Acherim Midei Chavasan. So he said that you should be makpid to say from a bencher. So I asked him, the Gemara in Tainus is talking about Lohitzi Rabbim Midei Chavasan. Maybe there's a chiddush between Rabbim and Yochid. He told me that it could be the Goyin is mashma like that, but the Mishnah Brura doesn't stress the word of Lohitzi Rabim. He says Lohitzi Acherim. The Sefer came out, one of the Rashiva's children came over to me and told me it's a Maisa Gablus. Why? He said he always noticed his father saying Vayichulu from a bencher. And he always used to ask him, he was always Machbik at a bencher. He always used to ask him, Tata, why? What's that? The Rashiva always answered the same answer. Had a long week, I'm very tired. I need a bencher. So he says, the kids went for it. We fell for it. What came out, what was nisbarer, is that the Rashiva wasn't tired. Maybe he was tired anyway. But the ikar nekuda was that he was hiding a chumra from his children. It's a gavaldiga anhaga. A person who's tsanua in the chumras that he has lahalacha. But Lamaisa, based on this Yisoid, based on this Magen Avraham and the Bach and the Goyin, and the Mishnah Berurah, maybe the Goyin not, but the Mishnah Berurah for sure, it would come out in Afkamina Lamaisa. Kiddush Friday night, would be Moitzi Acherim Midei Chavasan with Vayichulu. Kipshuta, it would be Mashma, that you should say Vayichulu from a bencher. It's a Gevaldigan Afkamina Ladina. The Shabbos day, the Psukkim are only Lekovit anyway. You could say Lekovit Shabbos Kodesh and make the Bracha, it's also good. And Al Kopanim, this would come out in Afkamina Lahalacha Dvarim Shavaksavi Ater Hashoy Lomim Balpeh Lohitzi Acherim Midei Chavasam. It's Kedai to be Makbid on this Halacha, the Mishnah Brura Goyin Magen Avram Va'oy Paiskim. And I got in Shabbos, everybody.